there to?
Harvard Circle.
Three stops, 250.
In 1994, before the premiere of the show Friends, director James Burrows took the entire cast to Vegas for one night. He gave each cast member a $100 bill and told them to go and gamble it away. Enjoy it, he said. Do some things in public now, because once you're as famous as you're about to be, you'll never be able to do them again. The show premiered September 2nd, 1994. Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Matthew Perry, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, and David Schwimmer would never again be anonymous. They would never again even belong to themselves. They would become ours. Our property. Our stars. After October 3rd, 2023...
Albert Circle!
Have a good one!
You too, miss. Stay warm.
I have a good sense of what that feels like.
Look over it, Eleanor. Look over it, Eleanor.
Holy
Eleanor.
Shit.
What about the rumors he cheated on his ex-wife with you? Look over it, Eleanor.
Let me start by saying this. If there was one thing I never aspired to be when becoming a physicist, it was famous. This course provides a thorough introduction to the principles and methods of physics for students who have good preparation in physics and mathematics. Emphasis is placed on problem solving and quantitative reasoning. This course covers Newtonian mechanics, special relativity, gravitation, thermodynamics, and waves. Please take out your notes. Physics, the study of matter and energy, has its victories in research labs and deep in university campuses. All the cocktail parties skip small talk, with which none of us are very comfortable anyway, in favor of discussions like...
But you see, Einstein did mean it.
But John Bell disproved it.
A conjecture.
The discipline has produced just two people famous enough to be known by the masses, Einstein and Oppenheimer. And even then, I doubt most people could explain their accomplishments. I had gone into physics to explore string theory. Undergrad, through grad school, then to a professorship at Harvard, where I now taught, researched, and wrote. Most recently, I wrote a book I'm sure you've heard of, on the ignored contributions of Einstein's first wife, Mileva Maric, in his early work. Yeah, which went about as ignored as her contributions. Much to my department's dismay. Physicists do need other physicists' attention, if nothing else. And so, in a world of unfamous people, I was one of the most unfamous among them. And therefore, the last person in the world prepared for...
Over here! Look over here!
Unwanted,
Eleanor.
Unsolicited Eleanor. Celebrity.
Oh my God. Are you okay? Are you alive? What do you need?
Nothing. I'm fine. Becky, what is going on? What is this?
You can't be fine. You were just Diana'd. Here, can I...
No, I don't need water. I don't want to take off my coat.
That's what you're wearing?
I wear this every day.
Yeah, but today...
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Oh my God, you don't know. Okay.
Becky.
Ford Hamilton is infatuated with Elena Caring. Who is Elena Caring? The Harvard professor dating Hollywood's leading man.
What? No. Ford Hamilton? The...
Movie star, yes. This one's from TMZ. Ford Hamilton and Elena Caring, inside their romance. Perez Hilton. Absolutely smitten. A tell-all account of Ford Hamilton and his brainy broad.
Brainy broad?
It goes on from there. Page 6 says you've been dating since July. The Post says he's thinking of buying a house in Boston. To be closer to you, of course. Huh. But apparently you're also the reason for his divorce.
You have got to be kidding me.
Nope. It says that a source close to Rebecca Lang reports... She always felt threatened by Caring's intellect and is devastated that rumors surrounding the romance are true.
Who is Rebecca Lane?
His ex-wife. You've met the man. How don't you know this?
How do I not? I don't know him.
You know him a little.
Becky, I met the man once, a month ago. He wanted to talk about Einstein, not alimony.
So it wasn't, you know?
No, of course not. No, it was work.
Okay.
It was a scut job Morrison asked me to do because my book had embarrassed the department. He, Ford, Hamilton, was researching a role. He's playing Einstein or something, if you can believe it. It was 2 days of him walking 3 feet behind me, wearing that ridiculous hat and sunglasses, pretending to be normal, taking notes.
Okay.
It was meaningless. He was meaningless. Trivial. As far as I could tell, he was a two-bit actor with minimal talent and no head for science. Or, oh, I cannot believe this.
Well, apparently he's never been happier.
It's a lie, Becky.
Well, a girl can dream. Hey, where are you going?
To my office. I've got 2 sections to prep for, notes to do, and a grant to apply to.
You're going to work. Today.
What would you have me do? Not work? Risk more damage to my career? I'm a physicist. I'm not a piece of arm candy. Today's the same as any other day. The press have got the story wrong. Not me.
Elena, good morning. Elena, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Elena Carey?
I don't know who you are.
Good morning, Elena.
Elena!
Good morning. Hi. Who are these people?
Elena, good morning.
It takes 7 minutes to walk from the woman's restroom downstairs up to my office. By the time I'd reached my hallway, 28 people had greeted me by name. I knew 2 of them.
Oh, Elena, Elena!
The extent of spread of the story's proliferation had become clear. I was a walking, talking gossip rag. I'm a Twitter hit.
Hey, E, what's going on, girl?
It's Professor Caring.
What was that all about?
I don't know. The Post said she's nice.
Maybe they broke up.
I knew what I had to do. I was a physicist. I'd spent half my life, 34 divided by 2, 17 years, getting to the bottom of the truth. At Harvard, for shit's sake. Fact could trump any existing narrative. And I wasn't going to have this existing narrative cloud my career. There was only one path forward. Sue them all for libel. Every single one, and see how they like it. Where are my keys? There.
Hello.
Ford.
Nice day for it, isn't it?
You...
Remember me?
You
showed me around, then told me you were nonplussed by celebrity?
I don't recall.
Sure you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you expecting a welcoming committee?
No, just a little hospitality.
You wanted to see what it was like as a physicist.
And I found out. Hard work, difficult concepts, and barely concealed condescension to anyone you perceive to be somewhat beneath you.
Somewhat?
There it is. I don't have time to tutor remedial physics.
I never said that.
Right.
Not that you were here to learn anyway.
I'm sorry?
Walking around with those ridiculous glasses, pretending to be anonymous, but desperate for someone to notice.
I was trying not to be recognized.
By wearing a black hat and indoor shades? In September? Please.
I was.
I'm sure. And doesn't the circus prove it?
I didn't want this.
Uh-huh. Then why are you here?
I don't remember your office looking like this.
Like what?
So cluttered.
I've been busy.
Apparently.
How did you get in here? I keep this locked.
Kirk, your janitor.
What about him?
He loves romantic comedies.
Great.
Nora Ephron, Richard Curtis, Cameron Crowe.
Fiction.
Compelling dramas.
Ridiculous dramas.
About 2 ordinary people figuring out how to deal meaningfully with another human being. He'd love The Marriage Plot.
Ah, your crowning achievement.
For now.
I thought you were trying to distance yourself from those things.
I am.
Except when life requires you to break into buildings.
Residuals come in all forms. Don't worry, no one saw me.
A small comfort. Why are you here?
Well, Ford Hamilton can't seem to stay away.
I'm sure he could.
It's good to see you too, honey. It's been a while.
Honey?
What do you prefer? Babe? Pumpkin?
Dr. Caring.
Peanut?
Or nothing?
These are the early days. I'll workshop it.
Please don't.
Our first fight?
Please.
Well, there you go. It was bound to happen at some point.
We're not dating.
Oh, I know.
We never could be.
For the first time, we agree. Trust me, you're not my type.
How did this happen?
How it always happens? I do my best to conceal my movements. I hide in plain sight. I walk around trying to be invisible. And then someone tips someone off. Someone sounds the horn. Someone snaps a photo. It gets published. And the next thing you know, I'm seconds from walking down the aisle with someone I've barely met. Someone forgets the difference between person and zoo animal once again. And here we are.
They have a photo? Of what?
Us.
There is no us.
A photo of you and I from an inside source. That's usually enough.
What photo of us?
Here.
This is of the two of us talking.
I believe we were arguing.
We were disagreeing.
Vehemently.
Well, you weren't listening.
You weren't explaining properly.
Because I don't have time to teach remedial physics.
Just how I remember you. Such a lovely, sweet-tempered woman.
You know what? I don't have time for this. Just issue a denial and leave.
I could do that. Or...
Or what?
The way I see it, there are two ways we could play this. Full-scale denial.
Exactly.
Or taking this crap, and for once, using it, as opposed to running from it.
Running from...
The harm they've done. Look, it's no secret to anyone that the studio isn't pleased with me playing Einstein. I'm a rom-com guy. I'm an act-with-his-abs guy. They don't buy it, or they didn't until this. Ford Hamilton dating a Harvard professor? True or not true, it helps them out. Helps me out. I want to keep my role.
I don't give a...
And you need some celebrity.
I do not.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
I've read your book.
What?
On Einstein's first wife, Maliva Maric?
Maric.
Right. I liked it. It's smart, well-written, and insightful. Whether the world agrees with you or not, there are questions to be asked there. What was her role? How much did she influence him? Why has she never gotten credit? But you know what I discovered after I read it?
No.
That I was one of the only people who had read it. You have a problem. You're the only woman in an otherwise male department, and you're getting overlooked because the work you've done hasn't garnered much attention. Not that it hasn't been as good or as impressive. It just hasn't gotten as much heat. You have an optics problem. Well, so do I. What if we let this take care of all of that? We pretend to date for a month, until the end of production. You'll fly out to LA. I'll have a production option in your book for a fee. We both win. And they don't. What do you say?
What do I say? What do I say? Get out of my office, please.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I've worked for 17 years to get here. Half my life. It hasn't been easy, and it hasn't been fun. I've had to prove my worth time and time again to be let in the door. And now, do you know what's going to happen? Despite all that work, despite all those years, whenever someone Googles my name, all they're going to see is you. I am no longer Dr. Elena Caring, physicist. I am Dr. Elena Caring, the professor who maybe went out with the Hollywood heartthrob. It will be what people remember about me. True or false, no matter what else I've done, I'll be a line on a late night show. A joke. That's it. I'm not interested in fame. I'm not interested in your scheme. I just want my life to go back to what it was. And fine, you don't want to deny it? I will.
All right, I understand. I'll get my people to issue a denial.
Thank you.
But you should know something, and I'm not gloating or rubbing it in. It won't make a bit of difference. When they Google your name, I'll still come up, whether we deny it or not. Yes, it's terrible. Yes, it's unfair. Yes, it couldn't be further from the truth. But that doesn't matter. Not to them, anyway. So the question is this. Do you want to use it to your advantage? Or do you want to let them use it to their advantage?
I...
Goodbye, Dr. Carey.
The rumors are unsubstantiated and untrue. Ford Hamilton and I met once on a campus visit as a favor to the director, Ray Rabiner, with whom my department head, Dr. Morrison, is a close childhood friend. What do you think?
It's good.
I want it to be convincing.
You say full-scale denial.
So it's okay.
Trust me. It makes sense.
Thank you.
Who are you going to send it to?
I have no idea. There were hundreds of articles to hundreds of magazines. This is why celebrities have PR teams. People who deal with this for you.
And even they can't get the plugs you're getting.
Plugs.
Media attention. Traction. Etc.
Traction?
You're trending.
What do you mean?
Have you seen Vogue? Sorry, stupid question. It's got a photo of you from this morning. They like the coat.
See?
And they've got a link to the Feynman lectures on physics.
What? But I'm reading that.
I know. So is Vogue now. Look, you're carrying it in the photo.
Why do they care what I'm reading?
Oh, please. Look, Elena, celebrities like Ford, they always figure it out in life. But do you, for whom life seems to rarely work out? The smart girl, the independently successful girl. Yes, in movies they get the guy. But in real life, it's a lot harder than it looks. Here, the world has the beginning of a fairy tale. The smart girl gets the hot guy, who's not quite so stupid after all. They're riveted. According to them, you're dating one of the most famous men in the world, and that means all eyes are on you. I mean, until you release this. Or he does. Just enjoy the fact that you've caused one of physics' densest books to trend in a fashion magazine.
You think people are buying the book because of that?
They seem to be. It's currently in the most sold on Amazon nonfiction.
That's bizarre.
That's celebrity. It's ridiculous. And it will be over soon. Don't worry. Still, fun while it lasts? No?
No.
This is why I'm an English professor and you're not. You physicists have no head for drama.
Becky, what if I didn't refute it?
Sorry?
What if I went with it? What would that mean?
You'd probably sell a lot more Richard P. Feynman. Why?
But I didn't explain. For the first time in my career, I did something for which I had limited research. Okay.
Hello.
Okay, we can keep up this routine,
Elena.
Dr. Caring, with one condition.